Master Cylinder, King of the Moon, and I hate intruders.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1289, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of William H. Tyers and Harry Barth. We'll hear from Billy Fazioli, take a musical trip to Panama, and make a correction. Something that I seem to have to do more often than I'd like on this show. Last week, March 27th, marked the birth in 1870 in Petersburg, Virginia, of William Henry Tyers, T-Y-E-R-S, to Henry Tyers and Jenny Jones. The family moved to New York City when Will, as he was known, was about 12, where he started piano lessons. While a teenager, he began composing, and around age 20, got a job as a music librarian for a touring concert company and spent time in Germany. Back in Manhattan, he was able to land an arranging job with Joseph W. Stern Music Publishers. In 1910, he co-founded the Clef Club with James Reese Europe and Ford Dabney. With Panama the hot topic at the time, in 1911, Tyers published Panama and a number of other tunes with Latin rhythms. In the mid-1910s, he formed his own orchestra and became the first African-American member of ASCAP. In 1920, Will was working as a musician and teacher, but his health was failing, and he died of pneumonia on April 18, 1924, in Manhattan. He's buried at Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx. Here are three from the pen of William H. Tyers. Thank you. Last year, I played Panama by the Mound City Blue Blowers as Mackenzie's Candy Kids. That's right, on the October 20th show. Well, we just heard Jelly Roll Morton's Hot 7 and their January 4th, 1940 recording on General 78, number 1703. Before Panama was Duke Ellington and the Jungle Band with Admiration on Brunswick 4776, recorded May 22, 1930. We started a little tribute to William H. Tyers with the Victor Military Band, conducted by Walter B. Rogers, and Maori, a Samoan dance, from 12-inch Victor Batwing number 35304, with Take 2 from May 8, 1913. This was an instrumental, but there are words, written by Henry S. Creamer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, March 29th, marked the birth in 1897 in Durant, Mississippi, of Harry King Barth to Patton Anderson Barth and Christy Aurelia Hummerson. At age 20, he enlisted in the Army and served just under a year as a musician in the 39th Division of the 155th Infantry, honorably discharged on May 2, 1918. After working for the fire department in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and as an insurance agent, Barth joined the Ted Lewis Band, where he became a fixture, playing tuba and string bass, but despite a busy schedule, in 1922, was able to organize his own group of friends from the Lewis Band and other outfits, and record dozens of sides for Federal and Pathé. He died March 15, 1947, and is buried at the Natchez City Cemetery in Mississippi. Here are three from Harry Barth. Thank you.
meeting, will you come back again? I wonder if I keep on praying, will our dreams be the same? I wonder if you ever think of me too. I'm waiting, my Charmaine, for you. Thank you.
Harry Barth's Mississippians with Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of Harmony 907-H as Robert Wood, singing the Roy Turk lyrics to Fred Allert's tune, To Be in Love. That April 23, 1929 recording was also issued on Diva and Velvet Tone. Before that, Irving's brother Jack Kaufman with Harry Barth's orchestra and Charmaine, written by Erno Rappi and Lou Pollack for the silent movie What Price Glory. It's been recorded dozens of times, as late as the 1960s, but we heard the original recording in waltz time on Pathé Actuel Needle Cut 78, number 11476, made in June of 1927. It was issued on at least 10 different labels. We started a little tribute to Harry Barth with his original group, Barth's Mississippi Six, and Blue-Eyed Blues from an 80 RPM Pathé Sapphire record, number B20805, made in May of 1922. Pathé Sapphire records were vertically cut and required a sapphire ball stylus, which did not need to be replaced after every playing. Pathé needle cut records, introduced in 1920, were identified by the name Actuel on the label and were lateral records, which could be played on a standard phonograph. Because Pathé's recordings were made on what was called a master cylinder, Blue-Eyed Blues was issued on both needle cut and sapphire records. Blue-Eyed Blues was written by Fazioli. No, not Paolo Fazioli, maker of the highly regarded model F308, the longest grand piano currently available, but Baiardo Maria Fazioli, better known as William, and even more informally, Billy. He was born October 27, 1898, in Frosinone, Italy, and was a pianist and arranger for Ray Miller and his orchestra. He died in New York on May 4, 1924, from pneumonia. And you'll be hearing more from Billy Fazioli, maybe sooner than later. I thought I made a mistake once, but I was mistaken. Okay, fact is, I make more than my share of mistakes in life in general, and in particular back on the March 9th show, where I played not one, but two of the wrong records, as was brought to my attention by my de facto quality control department, Listener Rich in Illinois. I won't go into the reasons why, but in the wildlife segment, instead of playing Doin' the Raccoon, I played Coontail by Francis Craig and his orchestra on Columbia 1544-D, made April 16, 1928. And instead of A Little Less of Moonlight, I played the flip side, I Apologize. So I apologize for the errors and will now play the correct sides.
It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now. Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Every day those raccoon coats will have pops. Date a girl, then start to hurry or ride downtown to some big furrier soon. To do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard, and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha, Beta, Delta, Freighter, what's the matter with Alma Mater? Boola, Boola, you're a fooler. Go to school and learn the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. What a chance to keep you up in your toes. $15 and then the coat is yours. Be like all those college sophomores soon to do the raccoon.
Comes out every evening, but what about you? I want a little less of moonlight and a little more of you. In all my dreams I've kissed you, cuddled you tight it seems. Come on, sweetheart, it's time to start, live up to those dreams. The stars above are complaining, you're fooling them too. They want a little less of moonlight and a little more of you. Thank you.
once in a while, I play records recorded past our purported 1920s and 30s parameters, but that one, although it sounds like it was recorded in 1922, was in fact recorded in 2022, on February 9th, to be exact. That was After I Say I'm Sorry, written by Walter Donaldson and Abe Lyman, who recorded it with vocalist Charles Cayley in April of 1926. It was performed here by Fox's Jazz Hounds, led by brass bass player Ben Fox, along with cornetist Colin Hancock, trombonist Mike Davis, reedman Dan Levinson, Hunter Bergami on banjo, and pianist Jaron Paxton. They were in the studio of the makeshift Semper Phonograph Company in Brooklyn and recorded that acoustically on a single-sided record on the Semper label. The group recorded two other titles in that session, and you can hear those and many more on their YouTube channel, Semper Phonograph Co. Before the Jazz Hounds was Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra with Paul Smith providing the vocal on A Little Less of Moonlight, A Little More of You. Words by Irving Kale, music by J. Russell Robinson. We started this corrective set with Rudy Valley, accompanied by his Yale men, who were doing the raccoon, on Velvet Tone 1759, recorded October 10th, 1928. No, really. I'm really Glenn Robison, and the show really is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. In the first segment of the show, we heard William H. Tyer's Panama. Well, for this segment, we're going to take a musical journey to Panama, beginning with George Hamilton Green. Thank you.
Thank you.
There were the State Street Ramblers and the State Street Swingers, but there you have the State Street Stompers with the not very blues-sounding Panama Blues, recorded in Chicago on December 14, 1928. Why, I have no idea, but apparently that recording was not issued at the time. Panama Blues was written by a J. Montgomery, but try as I might, I couldn't find anything about J. Montgomery. The State Street Stompers, however, were saxophonist Junie Cobb, pianist Alex Hill, Tampa Red on guitar, and drummer and slide whistler Jimmy Bertrand. William H. Tyers wrote Panama, but so did Edward J. Lambert and Gerald Dolan and Ernesto Lecuona, and it was his Panama, which we heard before Panama Blues. It was performed by Juan Yosas at Sein Tango Orchester. I don't have the discographical information on that record, but it was recorded in Germany. Spanish pianist, composer, and bandleader Juan Yosas was born July 27, 1900, in Barcelona, and you'll be hearing more from him when his birthday rolls around. We started the set with the Green Brothers Novelty Band, and those Panama Mamas Are Ruinin' Me, from Edison 51493, made January 20th, 1925. In the third segment of the show, you heard Blue-Eyed Blues, composed by Billy Fazioli, and I said you'd be hearing more from him. And you're going to, right now. Fazioli had a birthday segment in 2018. That's right, on the October 28th show, which you can hear in the archives at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I'm going to play a couple of his tunes I played on that show, performed by others, but here's one of Billy's compositions not heard on the show before. Thank you.
Our romance, like all the rest, will end some sorry day. But before that end draws near, I'd like to whisper in your ear. Fool, take my place in your heart when I'm gone. Fool, know the bliss of your kiss from then on. Who's gonna share each sorrow and care? What'll you do whenever you're blue? There isn't a one who will love you like I do. Who'll take my place in your wonderful arms? Who will embrace all your wonderful songs? And who'll always be true and believe just in you? Tell me, who'll take my place when I'm gone? Heartache we must face, but I guess it's for the best that things turn out that way. If we part, I wonder who will be in my place with you. Who'll take my place in your heart when I'm gone? Who'll know the bliss of your kiss from then on? Who's gonna share each sorrow and care? What'll you do whenever you're blue? There isn't a one who will love you like I do. Who'll take my place in your wonderful arms? Who will embrace all your wonderful songs? And who'll always and believe just in you? Tell me, who'll take my place when I'm gone?
But like the stars above you, you seem so far away. Caressing you, caressing you, 'twould be heaven to be in your arms. Caressing you, possessing you, life for me would hold a million charms. A kiss from you would be divine. Oh, press your lips to mine, dear, and whisper low, I love you so. While I'm caressing you, kiss from you would be divine. Oh, press your lips to mine, dear, and whisper low,
I love you so. While I'm caressing you,
the last time I played Billy Fazioli's tune "Caressing You," co-written with Mickey Alpert, was by the Goofus Five. This time you heard it by the duo of Johnny Marvin and Ed Smalley, singing the Raymond Clogas lyrics on the B-side of Victor 21892. They tried it on February 20th, 1929, but gave up after four takes, and came back to the studio a week later and nailed it on take five, with Ed Smalley playing piano on all five takes. Before that, Miss Marion Harris asking "Who'll Take My Place?" from Columbia A3630, recorded May 10, 1922. Raymond Clogas wrote the words to that one, too. The last time I played "Who'll Take My Place" was by Al Jocker's Woodmanston Orchestra, and there's some interesting information about Al and the Woodmanston Inn on that October 28, 2018 show, which you might want to go back and listen to again. You did hear it when it aired, right? No matter, it's there in the archive at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We started a little tribute to Billy Fazioli with "Rose of Brazil," being heard on the show for the first time. That was the Broadway Dance Orchestra from Edison Diamond Disc 51224, June 28, 1923. Ray Clogas gets co-composer credit on this one. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.